Hi, Richard. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our scheduled callback.
Sure. So I just wanted to talk to one more person. I was just trying to reach them right now when I seen you called. If you just want to give me a couple more hours kind of out here on the field, I just wanted to talk to one more person. Just on the side of figuring this out. So if you'll just give me about an hour, maybe about an hour and a half, I can call you back or you can call me back, one of the two.
Yeah, I just have to extend the hold if I were to do that. If you don't mind me asking, what in particular were you hoping to just pick their brain about?
Just a few things. So I'm just not in front of my notes. Want to be in front of my notes. I didn't bring them with me, and I forgot you were going to call this early. So I just want to compound my notes again because it all kind of makes sense. But then again, I mean, I'm picking up pools the way I should by referrals, but I mean, with the cheaper pricing or for whatever. So that's what I was going to ask you too. So the range of pricing, is it the same regardless the size of the business?
Yeah, it'll fluctuate a little bit, essentially not so much on the size of the business, but where the actual call is coming from. Google's so good at picking out from their algorithm. Don't ask me the specifics because it's like a whole entire equation that they put behind it. But with it's gonna generally like be within that range every single time, about $58. It may go down to about 50, but at the very maximum, it should be like around like $58 to $60 at most if it comes from like a really good place in Austin. But it all is dependent really on like the demographic of who's calling you, but you can definitely rely on it being around $58 for each lead.
Each week? Oh, each lead. I
Each
heard.
lead.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, each lead.
So yeah, again, I just need to kind of person, and then go from there because I've done this in the past, and every time I do it, I go, nope.
Well,
It's just
this
not.
is,
So.
yeah, lead-based services, I mean, it's a tricky thing, especially what is majority is out there. Because none of it's exclusive out there. And all of it, if they call you, you're paying for it immediately, regardless if you even get in contact with them, if it even ends up in like an actual call, you're gonna get charged for that regardless, you know, on almost all those platforms. As for this, first off, it's not something that you share. These leads are exclusive. These people are only yours. This is your lead and you get to bid them without having to have five other competitors in the way. And then at the same time, you can even get on the phone with these people. Like, I don't know if you travel up to Round Rock, but if someone's like, hey, I'm in Round Rock and I need some pool service and you're in the sense of like, I just don't want to go up there and service or I just can't fit into my schedule. You don't get charged for that either in that sense. So it's really particular in the sense that you're not going to get any type of work that or get any type of cost that's not going to end up into work. In the sense it's also going to be a lot, not to say these are easy sales, but it's going to be a lot easier sell for you versus you being put on another platform, which it sounds like you've definitely previously had experience with where every single lead that you get essentially is a bidding war.
Right. I'm hearing the very, I'm hearing all of the great stuff too. And I mean, it's going to make my business probably worth more too, just by this and putting it on a front if I ever go to sell it. So I'm thinking about that too, slightly. And
Right.
just for the cost, I mean, if, so I just don't have my notes right here, and it's I want to look at my notes, but I'm pulling things out. So remind me again, so you said I get a set person that calls once a month that handles everything besides you, that we communicate at least that much or more?
Yeah, at the very least, once a month, they're going to check in with you. Usually, it's especially when we get you started, it's a little bit more than that, because they like to bounce ideas off of you in the sense of where we're marketing you from, kind of like give you like some insight on your analytics if you're not looking them over heavily. Because we really, in those first few months, we really try to craft it, not only to like the area itself, which we're very familiar with, but what you are servicing yourself. Because we see the demographics, we see the analytics, and how the traffic's coming from you on the map and where it's coming from. But overall, at the end of the day, it's who you want to service and who you're liking to service. So what we'll do is in those first few months, that person is going to be like, hey, you're getting a lot of work from South Austin, but maybe you're like, okay, I don't necessarily want to service South Austin. Can we focus more so on like the Northeast or something like that? Just an example. But that's the kind of things that we like to pick apart and just get your – like pick your brain on, so we know that we're forming this right and essentially programming it to what's going to best fit you. But yeah, those first few months, it's definitely going to be consistent communication with us.
Okay. And then again, so like, I don't know if I mentioned, so I got a 15 or 20 mile radius that I go in, and I got to stay within that realm, because if I get outside of it, like you said, where I'm at, I can't go to Round Rock. I can't go to Pflugerville. I can't go to South Austin. Because if I get caught in that cross traffic, that puts me in more of a headache than I've already got. And then it puts me on another day. I'm going, it is what it is. Yeah. So
if I can. And I have some clients that I've serviced in Austin that they do entirely different things than you do. But the thing about us is when we sign you on, legitimately, like on our onboarding, we ask that specifically, like how far are you traveling out, especially in Austin? There's some other towns like it that. There's so many people that have moved in recently that the city's footprint just can't keep up with it. So in those rush hour times, it's almost impossible to get to point A to point B if you're not right by it. And we understand that, especially in like a service, like in a service industry that you're in, where you're actually hands-on doing the jobs yourselves. You don't have a team that you're sending out, and you have to cover every single job yourself. We'll definitely abide by that 20-mile radius, making sure that you stay within it. And that's the beauty about this as well. It gets you so much exposure that we won't have an issue with doing that at all.
Okay. So it's the 500 for the startup. Now you said it might fluctuate a little bit because of me having a smaller business.
No. So it's the 500 to start off with. And then once we actually get you programmed and the verification process, that's only when we get the actual budget for the 765. And that's going to provide a minimum of those 13 leads and like a maximum of about 17. It'll fluctuate to that capacity. Out of that 765, it'll give you 13 to 17 leads.
58 times whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Like they'll, at the very most, it'll generally be $58 for that lead, and it might be a little bit less depending on where the area it's from. But you can definitely count on it being about $58 a lead, giving you a minimum of 13 leads out of that 765, which you don't pay every single month, completely dependent on how many of those leads you take on. And I think if you remember, every single lead or the budget that you don't use just gets allocated to the next month and rolls over.
Okay, so I'm not spending the $765. It's just, okay, that makes sense. And then there's the $249 a month for all the SEO type stuff, I guess.
Or yeah.
The SEO is the search engine. You're talking about all those websites, Facebook, Bing, and getting me all cleared on all those and something set up to where I've got that top listing.
Exactly, yeah. That and then... And then $100 of that $249 goes directly to the 400 Facebook ads a month, and taking care of that platform as well. That just goes directly to the budget, as well as I think we're building a website for you as well. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. Or take what I've got and make of it, sure.
Yeah. So that was just an option for you. I forgot. You already have one, but yeah. But that's included in the package if you do want to go that route at no additional cost. It's part of that $249. But
I mean, if you guys see that you can do better on whatever website that I got, I have that person. I pay for the domain name and all that. And I'll continue to do that through her for whatever reason. But if you guys want to take that over and can make it better, then that's fine.
I mean, we can definitely recreate it. The reason I was recommending it is just from her costs, like, just compounding costs for you. You just pay for the domain, essentially, and we take over the fees of hosting and everything. You kind of get to consolidate everything without having to allocate, and also not worry about your presence being in several places at the same time.
Okay, let me give me the extension until about 4:00. Probably be able to call me at 3:00 to where I'm at the house, and I've got all my paperwork, and I can do credit cards then or whatever and figure out a way to set up. I need to call that one other person and just kind of run through a little something.
Okay.
Make sure I'm sound. Pretty sure I am. But,
okay.
And then we'll go from there. I need to leave till then.
Yeah, so you said like a 3:00 extension?
Yeah, or let's do 3:30 just to make sure.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll go ahead and do that. I'm reach out to my supervisor right now to go ahead and get that extension. It shouldn't be an issue as long as we're sticking to that. That should be fine. And yeah, okay. If anything comes up beforehand, please feel free to text me back or email me, and I'll make sure to clarify and answer anything that you need.
Okay. I have this number here. I can just call back the number that you called me on.
That's probably my voice system. It was probably a local number that called in.
Oh, so I have your other number in the text somewhere here.
I'll resend it to you right now. One moment. I just resent it to you.
Okay. Okay, cool. I have it here now. And then the extension too. Okay, sounds good. Let me just talk to this other person. Call me at 3:30. Let's set this up.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard. I'll talk to you here soon.
Okay, thanks, Evan. Bye.
Bye.